Hello?
And how are you today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm actually doing phenomenal. Thank you very much. I mean, aside from wishing it was Friday, I think I'm just fine.
All right. Well,
one day at a time. Karen, I did, Giselle asked me to help her here, and I'm going to try to keep things pretty straight to the point. So I'm very mindful of your time. I hope you're okay with that. I do understand that you've had someone leave two negative reviews on your site through your GBP, your Google Business Profile, and no one has really done anything about that. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've made numerous, complaints, sent it in numerous times. I mean, and nobody's done anything. And did you hear what I was saying? That both of those have to be with the same job.
Yeah, I did. When Giselle called me over, I plugged into the call, and I did hear some of the conversation as far as, like, the same pictures, same everything. We are a premier channel partner to Google, Karen, and I mentioned that to you because in the States, there's only 40 companies that have that premier partnership with Google. We're one of them. So we can definitely take a look into that and see what we can do to address it, because it's definitely outside of the guidelines. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's in the event that we work with you. Now, I want to keep things very transparent with you, Karen, and straight to the point here. Now, True Blue House, care of Rockville, what exactly do you guys specialize in, Karen?
We're home remodels, repairs, and we do aging in place for seniors. You know, like do things like ramps, wider doors for them to be able to get a wheelchair through, that type of thing.
Oh, okay. So you guys...
For older people who want to stay in their home, but they need safety modifications or things like that, we do that.
Oh, gotcha. So it'd be fair to say you guys do like home safety modification?
Well, we do home repairs and home remodels, but then we also do safety and modifications for older people who are, like, their house is perfectly fine, but they need a ramp to come through the front door, or they need a wider door frame to get a wheelchair.
Understood. Okay. Perfect. So, and again, like I said, I want to keep things very transparent, Karen. Are you guys in a spot right now where you guys are able to handle more work?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, because that's definitely something we're looking for. So what we have available right now, Karen, is a position within the first page of Google, and we're looking to get that filled in sometime today. It just became available maybe a little bit over an hour ago, and per Google guidelines, we have to get this filled in. So we are scattering the area. All of our marketing department, we get notified by Google when a position is open on the first page. These positions don't become available too often because everybody wants to be on the first page of Google. They know that if you're on the first page.
Can I stop you?
I'm listening. I'm listening.
Like you said, we should have a really transparent conversation, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I get these calls every single day, sometimes multiple calls. This is the first time I said, like, I would talk in more. I did this one time before, talked in more detail, and it kind of went off the rails. I'm talking
okay.
in more detail, like, interested. But let's not play the game about I'm the only one, whatever. You know what? I know how it works, so you could just tell me more about, like, what the costs are and what I get out of it. That would be great.
Okay, sounds good.
I don't think I'm the only one. Right?
Yeah, and I never said that you were the only one. I said that we have one position within our Google guidelines that's open. I'm not lying to you about that. Our calls are both monitored and recorded. And we'd have to follow Google guidelines. I would not put my job at risk for anyone, ma'am. So just so you know, anything that I'm telling you, I know it might sound like a bunch of crap because you hear it from a lot of people, but a lot of these companies don't have to follow Google guidelines like we do. That's why we're premier channel partners to Google. But anyhow, the benefits of having the service with us is that you would be placed right alongside of like BCT, Elegant Homes, Paradise Improvement, All Done Remodeling, LG Contracting. There's a few more that come up on the first page here. Let me let you know who they are. Chase Remodeling, David's Home Remodeling Services, DMV, and Total Detail Renovations. Not sure if you ever heard of any of these companies before, Karen.
I have not, but I'm sure they're all fine companies. They're probably just small businesses like I am, but I'm a franchise. I don't know if you're aware of that, just so you know, we are a franchise.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's perfectly fine. Yeah. So yeah, these companies here, I mean, some are smaller businesses and some are actually pretty big, but I mean, that really does not matter. I mean, what these companies are doing is they're paying their spot to be on that first page, and they become first option anytime anyone's looking for any type of remodeling, home improvement, any of the services that you guys render. Like you said, you already know how this works. So when people go on Google and they type any of these keywords, you guys will pop up. You already have your website. We can also put that on Google. Just two more questions, and I'll give you the price. Do you guys have any social media presence, Karen?
We do. We have Facebook and Instagram.
IG and Facebook. Okay. The only reason that I ask that is that we also work hand by hand with Meta. Meta is what operates IG and Facebook. And because of that, what we can do with the Facebook account that you have is that we can promote that and run ads on Facebook for True Blue House. Okay, that's one of the other services that we offer. We work directly with Yelp and Apple, right, for anyone that has an iPhone. So we will list you on those platforms as well. But like you said, if we're being real, where you really want to be at to stay busy is that first page of Google. The pricing for the service that we offer is actually quite affordable. It's a flat rate of $299 per month. Okay, there's no contract. It's a month-to-month service. We're not a pay-per-lead company. When you're on Google, you don't do the pay-per-lead. And I say that because there's a lot of companies out there like Angie's List, Home Advisor, Thumbtack, that use what they call a pay-per-lead service where you got to pay for the calls or pay for the leads or pay for the work. With us, it's an unlimited amount, right? It does not matter how many jobs you get, how many leads, how many calls. As long as you pay that $299 once a month, you know, our job is to continue having that workflow coming in, right? I mean, our ultimate goal here, you know, if I'm being very straight with you, Karen, is to keep a relationship on a long-term basis. And how do we do that? By producing results. That's the bottom line, right? I mean, you know, there's no sugarcoating that. You know, this is not a contract. Like I said, you have the right to cancel the service anytime. How do we prevent from our clients canceling? By producing results. Okay. And that's why we ask if you're able to take on more work. And we really ask that because, you know, the guys here that are on that first page, you know, they're not short of work. And it's not because they're doing any better work than True Blue. Again, it's the simple fact that they're first options for the, you know, entire people that go on Google and look for any type of remodeling. I mean, in your case, we can even add the keywords to the, you know, accessibility for, you know, disabled or people that need help that you guys do. Not many people do that, just so you know. So that definitely will put you guys a little bit on the other, you know, end of the stick that you guys, you know, offer those services. And we can list those services on Google as well. What do I mean by that? That we can enter those as keywords, right? So when someone says, I need a ramp or I need a, you know, a restroom done that has the amenities for handicap or accessibilities, you guys will pop up as one of the top recommended on that first page right alongside of your competitors. Okay. So that's the monthly pricing, $299. Like I said, it's no contract, month to month. Now, are you guys taking pictures of your work, Karen?
Yes.
Okay. The only reason I ask is I'm sure, like you said, you've been around the park a few times. You know that those pictures, we utilize them to put them on Google, right? I mean, people
I do have dozens of pictures on there.
Oh, okay. Excellent. So we can definitely put them on there for you. So So again, I'm going to ask you very straightforward. I mean, you said you were in a position to take on more work, so that's a good thing. Now, are you guys only doing residential, or are you open for commercial work?
We're open for both.
For both. Okay, perfect. That's what we like to hear. Okay. And then, Karen, what is your last name, if you don't mind me asking?
It's Kiley, K-I-L-E-Y.
Okay, Kiley. K-I-A-L-E-Y. Okay. And do you have an email address,
yes,
ma'am?
Yeah, but just 1 second. So here's what I need to find out. Your prices are
okay.
Bad. I mean,
okay.
I guess that's bad, but here's what I have to find out.
Okay.
I think I already have this through the franchise, because I can put in all my own keywords and already have, and I've already put like all this information there. So you're not the people who do other type of things that I guess that are able to drive reviews in our direction. Is that right? Or
well, we're a premier channel partner to Google. I mean, there's, like I told you, there's only 40 companies statewide that have that partnership. I mean, we can work on, that's what I told you from the beginning, on finding out how we can address those reviews. Of course, we can help with that. Right. I mean, if you bring on board a third-party vendor that doesn't have that access, they won't be able to help with that, because they don't have, not that they don't want to, that just they don't have that access that we do. Right. So when you say to drive reviews, can we help with reviews? Absolutely. Right. I mean, that's one of the things that we do for our clients. Now, we can't force the customer to give you a review if that's what you're asking, or we're never going to put reviews on. Yeah, or we would never put reviews on there that are not legitimate either. We don't do any of that. I mean, we definitely fly straight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's what you're asking, yes, we can definitely assist with that. So, you know, as primary channel partners to Google, I mean, we are the closest that you will get to a Google phone call. And by what I mean by that is that we're trained by Google, right? We go to their facilities in California to do the training. We get hired by Google to work with businesses on a much lower scale, because Google only places phone calls to, like, Coca-Cola, BMW, Pepsi, I mean, to their huge corporation contracts, right? I mean, that's what we're for, right? But there is a lot of third-party independent vendors out there that claim to be partners and claim to do this. At the end of the day, you can really see that by the results that are produced and by the work that is done, right? So, you know, you can look us up and you can see our partnership, our certification. Like I said, we've been in business 20 years, being partners with Google for 20 years as well. So, you know, if you need help with the reviews, you need help. But, I mean, here at the end of the day, what it seems like you would definitely benefit is getting help, getting more clients. I mean, to be very straight with you.
No, I've got a lot of clients. I can definitely bring in more staff, and we've got people on standby. So we've got enough work, but we could use more. But here's my thing is I'm a little hesitant about driving people to Google or, like, popping up on Google because of those two reviews. And, like, I think you said you heard everything, so hopefully you heard what I said is I get that Google is not going to be the middleman and decide if this review is legit or not. That's not their job. So I get that they're not going to get in the middle of some battle. That's fine. However, when two reviews are put out on the same job, which is against policy, one of those guys didn't even get involved. He came for one meeting. He said he was a designer in the middle of the job. I mean, it's a whole big long thing. They were shady, okay? I'll just say it that way. And so for all of that to happen, which was bad enough and expensive, but then for Google to let them put two reviews out there to trash us is really insane.
Yeah, I see a Bernardo Langaria and a where's the other one? A George Langaria.
So the second one, Jorge, is the customer, and then midway through this project, this other Bernardo came. And he said, and he's his cousin, by the way, and he said, oh, I'm the designer. I'm like, oh, we didn't even know there was a designer, because it's kind of a mess, and it would have been nice to know there was a designer. So, I mean, it was all just fake, and it was to, like, bully us into giving them all kind of, we gave them quite a bit, and we could never get it worked out. And then after it was, and they were very disappointed that we finally put our hands up and said, we can't do anything more. We give up. And they paid nothing, not one dime for all of it. We paid for it. I mean, I lost thousands of dollars. And then Bernardo just went on there acting like he was in there. You can see, I don't know if you want to, I mean, a huge long response, I could, but to say that, like, you know, he didn't even understand the design and it's supposed to look like it did. I checked with the manufacturer, all of that. And then to have that trashed up there is, you know, have us trashed up there is very discouraging. And so I don't know that I want to, and it's embarrassing. I don't want to push people there. If there's one review, there's nothing I can do. But two reviews on the same project is supposed to be against policy. Is that right? It is, isn't it? Against the policy?
Give me a second. I'm talking to, as we speak, I sent over a message to our IT department. These are the guys that work hand-by-hand with Google. Let me ask them a question really quick, okay?
Okay.
Hold on.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. Just bear with you 1 second. I'm talking to one of the guys by the name of Chris. He works in that department. Let me ask him. Just to be clear on exactly, you know, because if anybody will know the guidelines and policies, it's these guys. I would lie to you and say that I would. I mean, even though I work directly with them as well, because that we're in the same company, but our IT guys, I mean, they're the brains of our company.
Right. Well, that's your job is to work on that side of it. Right.
Right. Okay. All right. I just sent him a message. I see he's reading it, so give me a second. I just said, hey, I have a customer here that would be interested to work with us but wants to clarify some things. One of them is, you know, the reviews that someone left on there. It appears to be a review from the same party. You know, what can we do in reference to this? And I send over your GBP, which is known as your Google business profile. So these guys have the same access Google does. They'll jump into that account and look at it. So give them a second.
Okay, thank you. And can I ask another thing when we're talking?
Yeah, absolutely.
When we're waiting? Yeah, here's the other thing related to that. And maybe if you don't know, maybe your IT person knows. This is what makes it 100 times worse than the fact that there's even two there. They always come to the top. When you click on most relevant, those two come to the top. Every time. Even though they're not the newest, they're by far not the newest. They were from January. They probably put the reviews in February or March, but I mean, they were, you know, 9 months ago. And, you know, and they keep coming up as the most relevant. And so I Googled that to try to figure out why. And it doesn't really say for sure, but it says it could be because when they are longer and they have a bunch of pictures, not just a couple pictures, but, you know, a lot of pictures, that might push it to the top. But, I mean, that's not why, you know, like that too is insulting that Google, I mean, I know it's all an algorithm and all of that. I get it. Mm-hmm. But what it comes out as to me is the customer, that Google finds that the most relevant quote responses about my company are those two reviews are the most relevant for any potential customers that they should read that is the most relevant. And that's a problem as well, to say the least.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, bear with me here 1 second.
Maybe if you click on it, I mean, I assume it shows it that way to you too, right? If you click on it, they come to the top. That's how you probably saw them so quickly when we're talking.
The one of them's on the top, not the other one, because there's another good review that just hit, and it's just excellent because we're looking at it, and it's amazing that this review hit on here in between those because, you know, here's the thing. And I want you to know this. I mean, people understand that, you know, you get bad reviews, and this review, just based on everybody else's comment, definitely seems malicious to me, you know? You know, because everyone else is, it's like, hey, how's, I mean, now if you had, you know, 7, 8 of them that were saying the same thing, now you think about, okay, well, you know, but you have one person with the same last name, you know, it's almost like, hey, he went and asked this other person, hey, do me a favor and leave a review on there as well, you know?
Definitely.
And that's just, you know, not acceptable. So, my IT guy just got back to me and he said that we can definitely, take a look at it. Cannot promise anything, right? But he says that the thing that we do, as premier, channel partners is that we have, a tool, as premier partners, that, allows us for any future reviews, that allows our customers to dispute the reviews prior to the reviews posting on Google, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, right. But I mean, I've disputed it after a posting, it doesn't matter. You know, Google has made itself into this monster of owning everything, but I don't know that I want to even play on in their field anymore because of this kind of stuff. I've disputed it many times. Like, I keep sending it in, and saying what it is, and they don't even respond, much less.
You're trying to deal with Google directly, and I'm going to be honest. I mean, that is a definite headache, I mean, to do, because, I mean, Google has so much on their plate. I mean, even though they should still respond, but, you know, that's what we do, and we're the intermediate for our clients, you know, when this stuff happens. Again, you know, I mean, it's definitely, you know, up to you. I would say, you know, definitely consider using a premier channel partner to Google if you ever, you know, do this. Because, I mean, you really want to generate the work. I know that you're definitely, you know, corporate, and you guys are a franchise, and I understand that portion of it. But, you know, to get, you know, True Blue Home Services on the Mac for Gaithersburg, it's a good idea to have somebody handle all the back end work for you, because it appears to me that you're doing everything. And
the franchise does do a lot. They put the stuff on Facebook and they write articles. So I'm thinking a lot of this is what we're getting already. If you guys had a way into Google that you actually were having conversations with them and could get something off of it, I would be willing to, you know, use you guys for my search and like to push up monthly, use you monthly for that. If you can't, it sounds like you're not any more connected to the franchises. So
I don't know what the franchise services do. Like I said, our IT department is definitely connected because of our partnership that we have. I mean, anything that Google does, I mean, we have access to it. That's why I asked them. I mean, I wanted to be sure of what, you know, but I know that, you know, like all the back end work that Google's able to do, we have the same tools available. You know, unfortunately, like Chris is telling me, you know, one of the things that can also be done, I mean, have you tried mitigating this with the client by any chance? I mean, have you reached out to Jorge and tried, you know, because he can remove? Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I didn't ask him to remove it, but I mean, I reached out and tried to handle the situation as far as, like, you know, figure out a way to do all of it, get the job done, and that went nowhere. Then he actually filed a claim, like with the Home Improvement Commission, who then dropped it because he didn't have a claim, they said, and like, yeah, he wasn't out anything. There was no claim. So I'm sure he's not happy about that, but I don't even know, like I said, what is he suing? Like, what is he reporting for? What is he trying to get? He's not out any money. And then they're like, yeah, he doesn't have a claim. So, I mean, I'm sure he's not, like, in a position, but I would have been happy to try to work with them on it. But for them to put out the second one, I mean, the only thing, what could I say at this point? Go back to them and say that they shouldn't do it, and would you take it
down?
Well,
you know what? I'm going to be very straight with you, Karen. I mean, sometimes, and I'm just speaking to you not as a sales guy, not as a person working you know, as a Google partner, I mean, I'm just going to speak to you as Mario speaking to Karen. I mean, we can put all that aside, whether you use our company or you don't want to use us, regardless. I would say sometimes, you know, we got to suck up our pride or just suck it up. And I would call them and say, hey, man, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Your review has, you know, has affected us in a way that it, you know, we can't seem to, you know, and I mean, like you said, maybe, I don't know how long ago this happened, you know, but.
No, it was like March.
March, okay, it's been a while. It's been a while. I mean, things might have already, you know, the wind might have settled a bit by now. And, you know, if the guy is somewhat reasonable, you know, and say, hey, you know what? I mean, what can we do, you know, or what can be done? I mean, whatever it is. I mean, how can you, because he can go on there and just two clicks of a button, remove this review. That simple.
Right.
And that will definitely, you know, turn things around. But like I said, I mean, one of the things that we do, like Chris said, I mean, we can look into it to work directly with Google to see what we can do. Because like you said, if we can communicate with Google, you know, that's what we do. Just so you know, Karen, we work hand by hand with Google. Our IT guys, that's who they communicate straight directly with, is Google agents, right? They work with Google hand by hand. So again, that's one of the things that we can do. I mean, like he said, we can't promise anything, but we can look into it. And, you know, we do have a tool that we utilize, where nothing posted on your GBP, which is your Google Business Profile, prior, for, you know, for us reviewing it and accepting it, you know. So, I mean, that's the way that we can handle the account. I would suggest, even like I said, if you don't use us, that you bring somebody on board to do that for you, you know. And what I could do, I mean, if it's something that you at least want to try and see, you know, what services we can provide, and I mean, you can see the difference in having a company as a premier partner with Google work for you. I mean, the best that I can do is, if you wanted to give it a shot, is reduce the monthly rate to $249 opposed to the $299. I mean, that's all I could do that I have it within my authorization, is to allow you to, you know, jump on board and do that $249, and, you know, we'll continue to make sure you guys are promoted within the first page, because right now you guys do not pop up on the first page of Google, okay, for the area of Gettysburg. And that plays a big deal, right, because now when people look you guys up and people are looking at these reviews, they might cite with the review only for the fact that they're like, okay, well, there's a reason why this company is not one of the top ones on the first page. And that will change, because when you guys will come up on the first page now, again, it speaks volume. You know, actions speak louder than words. It's like, okay, well, if this company, True Blue Home, really sucks, why would they be on one of the first options? You see what I'm saying? So, you know, that's one of the other
things.
Well,
when I put them up, I put in Home Repair Gettysburg, and I do see it. I see Mr. Handyman First and Surf Pro, which is actually a very different kind of company. Restoration Local, also a very different company. Then
right.
Good Businesses, we're number two of the three listed here. So then you can hit more businesses. I mean, I'm doing this on my phone, but it's coming up on the first page.
Okay, here, let me, okay, let me look at that. Okay. Yeah, the businesses, because you guys are doing remodeling, restoration.
Remodel and repairs. Restoration is like
remodeling and repair. I'm sorry.
Crumbled. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Remodeling and repair, and when I type in remodeling, repair companies near Gettysburg, Maryland, you guys are nowhere to be found on the first page, right? And that's what you want to be found under, the correct thing that you guys are doing, Karen, because a lot of the companies that come up with what you're typing are companies that have nothing to do with what you guys are doing. Does that make any sense?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, so, right. That's it, yeah.
You know, so what you want to do is come up under the right categories, right? Because if I'm a mechanic and I'm coming up with other electricians, it doesn't go together. It's just like, okay, wait a minute. You know, why is this guy who works on cars coming up with electricians? So it's the same concept. You know, you do remodeling work, you do home repairs. The companies that you should come up under on the category, you're not coming up under that, and that's what we would fix for you as well.
Okay, and you could also push up that senior stuff, the senior home modification.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you, because those, definitely you're not under those. When I looked them up, we can put those as categories as well for you, because those actually, like I said, those will stand you guys out a little bit. I'm sure there's other companies that provide that service, but there's not many, right? So when someone types in like a senior home remodeling, or somebody, you know, people go on Google and say, hey, I need a ramp, or I need a holder in the restroom, or anything that has to do with remodeling to involve handicap services, we will add them on there as what we call keywords, right? So anytime somebody types this in on Google, True Blue House in Gettysburg will come up as one of the top recommended options, yes.
Okay, so it would be $249, and I can do, and you do it by the month, so I can do a month, and if for whatever reason,
yeah, you're absolutely right. You can try it a couple of months. You're not obligated to stay 6 months, a year, none of that. You can give it a shot a couple months, and then you will see. I mean, I don't think that you would cancel after you see what we do, but if for whatever reason you wanted to, yes, you have that option.
After how long?
After whenever you want. There's no time frame. Yeah.
You said a few months. So I could do it. I could do I assume you pay up front, right? And then do a month. And if I said on week three, I don't know, I can't do it right now or whatever it might be, I could stop it.
You can stop it. Yes. I always tell my clients, and I'm going to be very transparent with you, Karen. For us to do all the primary, all the primary platforms and get everything up and running, it takes about 7 to 14 days on the primary platforms to get everything running. So I always tell clients, it's always good to give it at least 2 months to see the entire results of what we do. But, yes, I mean, ultimately, you already have a GBP, Karen, which is a Google Business Profile. So
right.
It makes it a lot easier, okay, for us. Okay, it's not like somebody that's starting fresh and we got to go verification here, verification there. We don't have to do that with you, right? But I would say, yes, you're absolutely right. You can give it 30 days. You can give it 2 months. Particularly, I like to always advise, you know, give it a couple of months, at least 2 months, so you can see the full potential of what we do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. I mean, if you wanted to give it 1 month, that's totally your discretion, but I would definitely advise to give it a couple of months to see all the platforms in action. Okay, but yes, absolutely. It's a month-to-month service. There's no obligation to stay with us for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 months. No, you can do it at your discretion, and you can stop the service at your discretion because there's no contract involved.
Okay, all right. I mean, maybe I will. I'll shut down because I have Angie and Thumbtack. And home advice, there's just three of them. I have three of them. And
okay.
I'm going to shut them down, so we'll see if the referrals are really coming from the Google.
Okay,
side.
You'll see. And I'm going to tell you something, and
yeah.
I normally don't share this, Karen, but, you know, based on what you're telling me and because you're going to give us an opportunity, this is what I will say. Home Advisor and Angie's List, just look at their reviews and do some homework on that. I don't know if that's working very good for you or not. But do I'll give you a little bit of, like I said, I'm not one to badmouth other companies because I don't believe that's how business should be done. But I will hit you with some facts. Do you know where Angie's List gets their leads from?
No, I assume from Google.
That's absolutely correct, right? So I always tell
yes.
people, why are you paying someone to do what you can do yourself? You know, it does not make any sense, right? And then I don't know if you're on the pay-per-lead service with them where they're charging you per call, per job.
Yep.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, I get so many customers that come over from Angie's to us here, you know, to be on Google services because they get tired of having to share leads. They get tired of having to pay for leads that don't become work. And the reality, like I tell customers, look, when you're on Google, the customer is going to be calling you. You're only going to get calls from people that are interested for your work. You're not going to get calls for people that are maybes, right? Because a lot of what happens on Angie's List is that, you know, that same lead that they give you, Karen, they give to about four or five other clients, you know,
right.
Owners.
Exactly, yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
right,
you know, and
yep.
that just blows my mind. I'm like, I don't know how people keep signing up with this company. But I say, hey, man, it's it's your money.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. But, see, it's completely different, right? That's why, you know, people, when they move over to Google, they stay with us for long term because they see the difference in how we operate opposed to a third-party vendor like Angie's. And then people are like, oh, well, I had a lady just last week said, I used to have Home Advisor, and now I have a new company named Angie's. And I told them, ma'am, it's the same company. I said, they have changed their name. They changed their name 3 times in the last 7 years. And she said, well, why would they do that? I said, because they have multiple, and I mean lots of lawsuits pending against them. So they continue to change their name, I said, but it's the same company. And I said, mm-hmm. All of this is public information, Karen, just so you know, I'm not making any of this up. You can look it up yourself, you know, but again.
Yeah, well, you heard how I hesitated and said, I mean, they're the same thing, I think, right? Yeah, so, no, I do realize that. I agree with what you're saying. And multiple leads for a lot of money, even if you win it. Right, even if you win it, you spent a lot of money.
You spent a lot of money, yeah.
You might not win it.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know what? Let's get you on board, and once you try this out, then you make the decision and the discretion of who you want to keep.
All right.
What's your last name, Karen?
Well, we did this. It's Kylie, K-I-L-E-Y. But what is your company name, by the way? Because I don't think I have that. Your name's Mario. You said that.
Yes, my name is Mario. Here, let me send that over to you right now. I'm going to text it over to you so you can have it. Our company name is Local Splash Premier Google Partners. Okay. I just text that over to you. I text you my information. Our company name is there. I text you our company website as well, so you can, you know, you look at our credentials, you know, how long we've been partners directly with Google. And if you want, I can also shoot you an email with this information in writing.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, no, you know what? I love to do that because some people are a little skeptical and hesitant, you know,
mm-hmm.
So I always like to keep things, you know, very transparent here, like I said. So bear with me 1 second here. All right, what's your email address, ma'am?
K-K-I-L-E-Y.
Okay, 1 second. I'm sorry. K-K-I-L-E-Y. Okay.
At TrueBlueAlly.com.
Okay. K-K-I-L-E-Y at TrueBlueAlly, A-L-L-I, at what now?
No,
I'm sorry.
A-L-L-Y. .com.
Okay, bear with me 1 second here. All right, let me find out why it's telling me this is incorrect. Let's see here. So I have K-K-I-L-E-Y, okay? And then true is going to be just T-R-U, correct?
Correct.
K-K-I-L-E-Y at T-R-U, and then the color blue, B-L-U-E, and then A-L-L-Y.com. Okay. All right. Well, give me 1 second here. If I would have put a period instead of a comma, it probably wouldn't tell me is incorrect. That's my fault.
Yes, that might be. Okay.
Yeah, I put comma, so that would do it. Okay. And then that 240 number, 426-3944, that's the right number to put on Google, right? I mean, that's the existing.
No,
okay.
Definitely not. That's my cell phone.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Okay, hold on. Give me a second here.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
If you could tell me, actually, if you wouldn't mind sharing with me how everybody got this number, because it's not on there. So how does everybody get this number?
Okay, that's a good question. So when you signed up, okay, when you signed up for Angie's List or Angie's, I don't know exactly when that happened, but when you did that, I'm just letting you know how we got it, okay? Our marketing department, they have access to see, you know, who's coming up on the top of Google. And when we have a position, we look in the area where the position is open for placement, and whatever company that does the categories that we have available and open to put on the first page, if they're not on there, we are able to see platforms like Yelp, Angie's List, Home Advisor, and that's where they got your number from. So just so you know, that number that you have, the 3944, is listed somewhere. Okay? So,
all right. That's good to know, because I think it was on my application with them or whatever you do this time.
That's probably what it is. That's probably what it is. And, and you got
to
take that off.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the information that I gave them for me personally to reach me is the account owner. Isn't on the website. The website is our main number, which I was going to give to you, which is the number they always call. Their customers always call that number. So
the 301-799-5958?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. Hold on. Let me make sure we're not listing your cell phone, because then we will be not, you would not be very happy with me. I'll tell you that
much.
Right.
Yeah,
you probably call me and definitely give me a real piece of your mind. Okay, so I listed 301-799-5958, okay?
Correct.
I did list on a private sheet where it's only for clients of ours separately that we can reach you at that 3944, but that would not be customers. That would just be us if we needed to talk to you, okay?
Yeah, but it has to be that there's something about our account, not selling these. That number can't be sold anywhere or shared with anybody else.
Absolutely not,
okay.
Ma'am. Absolutely not. This is strictly in case we need to say, hey, Karen, we did an update or anything of that nature. It's not going to be accessible to anyone but our IT department in case they need any changes or anything of that nature, okay? Now,
okay, that's just what it was with the NG too, just so you know.
Okay.
All they had it for. So I don't know how this happened, but I don't know if you probably didn't hear this, but when I said to your salesperson who called, every single day I get this call. Every single day. Sometimes multiple times a day to sign up for the service. I don't know how much is from your company and how much is from somebody else. It's the most annoying thing ever. It will ring 3 to 4 times a day. I answer it at least once a day.
And I'm so sorry for that, Karen. We'll definitely look into that and see what we can do on our end. I know that definitely has to stop. You know, I can just imagine. No wonder when you were talking to us, you were a little bit of, you know, you definitely had your gloves up. I'll tell you that much.
because it's so frustrating every single day. And I've asked multiple times to come off the list. And then they hang up on me, which is so rude because I don't hang up on the people calling me. Most people with any sense would hang up, but I don't. You know, and it's not good.
It's not only not good, but it's not okay at any level. Okay. All right. Bear with me here 1 second here. I want to make sure I get that email out to you as well, just so you can have it for your comfort level. And aside from this whole Google stuff, Karen, how's your day going, if you don't mind me asking?
Pretty busy yesterday, so that's a good thing. So I do need to wrap this up to jump off
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you. Would have told me, okay, just give me less than 5 minutes. I'll get you off this phone. Thank you so much. Give me 1 second here. Okay. Okay. Okay, perfect. Got that done. Okay, the 267 Kenlands Boulevard, unit 3011, Gettysburg, zip code 20878. That is correct.
Yes, it's correct, but it's like it's not an office where people could come in.
Right. No, we're not going to list it. We're not going to list it. Don't
okay.
worry about that. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good address.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you know what? You don't have hours of operations listed, so that's something we will do. What hours of operation are you guys running?
Well, I see it. When I pull it up, it says 9 to 6.
Okay, hold on. Let me open it up here because it's
there.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let me okay, here it is. I opened it up because normally most customers have it on their main display. I don't see it here. I had to open it up, but I do see here. Okay, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay, do you want that something you're going to keep, correct?
Yeah, I think you can leave it like that.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Now,
I don't know if you can note this somewhere, but our call center is 24/7. So somebody could call any time. So if you wanted to, like, get us a message when we're closed, you could still call.
Okay, I'm going to put you down as 24-hour messaging services, okay?
Oh, if you can say it that way, that's good, because I didn't want to imply we were there all the time. You know,
no, I caught your drift when you told me that. So, yes, 24-hour messaging services. Okay,
that's
perfect.
Good. Okay.
And, okay, perfect here. Okay, bear with me. And then what is the Facebook page you guys have? What's the name of it, Karen?
True Blue, I think it's just True Blue Home Service, Ally, and it's like / Rockville. Rockville is like a location, and our name is under Rockville, even though we're located in, Rockville and Gettysburg are next to each other, so either, but
okay.
Our official name is
True Blue Home Service, Rockville. Okay.
Right.
Okay, that'd be your Facebook, and then the website that I show, TrueBlueAlly.com, correct?
Yeah, / Rockville again.
Say what now?
/ Rockville is for our page. So like,
Oh yeah. No, I see that. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you were saying. Okay, gotcha. Okay, perfect. Okay, tomorrow, Karen, you would get a call from our IT guys, right? Those are the guys that are gonna, you know what they do. They do all the back end work for us. They're gonna make sure they got all the details and everything, and you know, all of our T's are crossed and dots. You know, all of our I's are dotted. Make sure that we're doing everything correct here for you. What time tomorrow would you be available to speak with them for about 30 minutes?
Let me check.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for checking.
Mm-hmm. I think I can do the morning. I'm just making sure.
Let me
could be Eastern time.
Let me pull that up here right quick. Okay, I have a 10 and 11 a.m. or afternoon time available.
All right, I can do the 11.
11, okay. Let's see here, 11. Okay, perfect, perfect, perfect. Almost done here. Thank you for being so patient, ma'am. Now, I do have to create a password for the account. This is if you ever call us to make sure that we're speaking with you and only you. You get to choose one of these three, your pet's first name, city you were born in, or your mother's maiden name.
Do the city.
City, okay. And what is that?
Boston.
No, okay.
And just as a side note, as we've been on the phone, I've had like 6 phone calls. 3 of them have been blocked numbers, and on one of them they left a message that they are from Google search results. So this is what I'm talking about, like all day long.
All day. Okay. Thank you for telling me that so I can advise our IT department. Thank you for that. I'm making a note of that so we can definitely address at least that with our ITC. If they can do anything in results to that. So bear with me here 1 second. And then lastly, give me some of the keywords of the services that you guys do, because I'm going to list those for the handicap. You said you do what now?
Okay. I'd say I'm just trying to think the best way to say it. So ramps. I mean, I don't know if you say build
ramps.
So
okay.
However you want to say it, we do
ramps. Okay.
Widening, like widen a door frame, however you would want to, door frame.
No, I got it. Don't worry about it. I know how to word it.
Okay. Yeah, you know how to do it? Okay. And then definitely grab bars.
Those are going to give you quite a bit of that's what I like. Okay, grab bars. Those are excellent. Okay.
Yeah, that's the most important one there.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then safety assessments, if you want to put that. I think that's where we do free safety assessments for them. And then the other thing would be, you know, it's like, I'm trying to think of like accessibility, right? Like you used that word earlier.
Yes, all the time.
You know,
accessibility for the disabled, yes.
And, seniors.
Seniors,
you know what the point? It's like instead of going into a nursing home because you can't get up the steps, we can help you get a chair lift to get up the steps.
Gotcha. Accessibility for seniors.
So you
okay.
can stay where you want it. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, stay
we'll
your
leave it
house.
At that.
But we don't want
okay.
to put chair lift. We don't want to put that one.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. That's good enough here. Give me a second here. Okay. And then you do have access.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Can you put maybe put the word elderly too? Because if somebody's Googling it, they might put elderly or they might put older.
Very good point.
Yeah.
Okay. Elderly. Well, you know, now I do believe you get a bunch of calls, man. If you ever, you know, you're ever short of work, Karen, you can definitely jump on board with us.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see. Yeah.
Okay. And you do have access to kkiley@trueblueally.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm going to send the confirmations there in a second here. Okay. And then Boston's going to be the security word. Okay, here we go. And then I have all the keywords I'm going to be adding in a second. Okay. And then, Karen, in reference to the 249, how did you want to take care of that? We do accept Visa, MasterCard, and Amex, which is American Express.
Well, I'd like to see the stuff you sent me through.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I already sent that. Yeah, no, absolutely. Go ahead and pull it up. I just sent it over to you. I sent it while we were talking.
Okay.
Yeah, I put
it. I've been listening to you and not surfing.
No worries. I put everything in writing there for you. So you're, I definitely understand. You're also doing your due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's right there in writing. I don't know if you're looking at it now, but if you are.
Six pages I have to read here to know what I'm signing. Or signing
no,
up
you're
for.
Not. You're
yeah.
not signing anything. Of course, remember this is not a
well,
contract,
signing
Karen.
Up for.
Right. Yeah, this is. You're not signing anything. I did things very transparent for you. It says, "Hello, Karen. Per our conversation, the following services are included on our month-to-month service: placing your company on the top of Google, Facebook ads, Bing, Yelp, and Apple, which are the other platforms that we work with. This is not a contract." It's a month-to-month service. The flat rate is $249 monthly. This amount will never change, and there is no cancellation charge as well. And then right under there, you'll see our information, which is Mario, my first name and my last name, Melita, our partnership that we have with Google as premier Google partners, and of course I'm a senior media advisor. And if you look at the attachment that comes on there, that's a bunch of the services that Google offers as well, since we work with them. So don't get confused with those, because you are on a non-contract flat rate a month, which is $249, right? Because Google does also have like Google Ads, Google Guarantees. So don't get confused with those, because you have nothing to do with that. You are strictly $249 a month, no contract month-to-month service.
Okay. I have to check some of this other stuff, because I already have like the website on there and I already have my information. So I don't know what this is that it comes down. There's an installation fee. There's a transfer fee, a domain fee.
What you're looking at right now at our guidelines, you're looking at services that are included with other programmings that are involved with Google. You have nothing to do with that. Those services, because I'm looking at exactly what you're looking at here, because if you go on here, it gives you, you know, a rundown like on Google Ads, Yelp Ads, if you wanted to acquire those. They're all services that Google offers that you would want, if you wanted to have like, you know, Google Ads and Google Guarantees, you can pay for those on a separate level. Again, you're not involved with that. Your amount is strictly $249, and it shows on there, right, under payments. It shows, you know, you're placed on a non-contract month-to-month, okay, and it also tells you on there, you know, that you are able to stop or cancel the service at any time, okay. We also put that on there that this is not a contract, okay, that you also have a cancellation at any time if you didn't want the service. You may cancel the service with us at any time. I don't know where you're looking at here, but I'm reading right under where it says payments. You can cancel the service at any time by contacting our customer support. Okay. The initial payment term, which is $249 a month. Okay. That's all you would be under is that $249, Karen. Okay. Keep in mind that this call is being monitored and recorded. And there's nothing that I'm going to tell you that is not accurate. I mean, it's my job's not worth $249, you know, just so you know. I mean, I'm not going to bamboozle you or trying to pull your leg over $249. I mean, this is, you know, the calls that we do here are all monitored and recorded. And like I said, for the services that we went over to list you are under all the correct words, which is really what you need. That service is $249 a month. And that's all you would be paying. It's never going to go down, and it's never going to go up, okay, regardless of how many jobs, how many leads, or how many phone calls you get. None of that matters. You know, like I said, as long as you're with us, Karen. Yeah. You can be with us. We have clients with us for 9-10 years. That amount never changes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, but that's not in writing here, right? See, that's the kind of stuff that should be in here. Like you said, to do with me.
Absolutely, here. I mean, we have to. Well, definitely. Let me look into it. It has to be on here. I mean, that amount is never going to change. I mean, we've been doing this for 20 years, and we don't do any sneak attacks on anybody or any surprise charges. That's not how we roll. Absolutely not. Bear with me here. Okay.
There's some offboarding term.
Where exactly are you looking?
I clicked on the link at the top, which is
The terms of experience. The offboarding that you're looking at is for our Google Ads. It has nothing to do with the service that you have. Again, you are on a month-to-month service, okay? And it's right under the payment terms, okay? Because when you're looking at our local terms of experience, I want to make sure that you're looking at the correct one, okay? Right under payments, okay, it shows you, okay, the amount for Local Splash is $249 to start the services, okay? It says the bill won't be due until the next month on the 4th. It bills automatically, so you wouldn't pay nothing until December 10th. I'm sorry, that's when the next billing would be due. That's today on the 10th. And then right under that, where it says cancellation and refunds, it would explain to you exactly how the services work, okay, that there is no cancellation fee. The amount is not going to go up, you know, that you have 3 days still from today. You have 3 days to call us back and get an automatic refund if you, you know, change your mind. Or, like you said, after the first month, if you didn't want the service, You know, but like I said, I definitely recommend, you know, to do the service for at least a couple of months so you can see the results. God, I keep hearing a beeping noise. I thought it was your phone. It's my phone. I mean, my headset that's getting ready to stop. Give me one second here. Let me change my headset. Do you mind?
No, that's fine.
Okay, one second.